Greetings and welcome to another Firm Foundation Inspiration Minute. Our topic today is how joy comes. The 16th division of Psalms, verse 11 reads, "You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand." Quite simply, joy comes from the presence of the Lord. Joy is not happiness, although people who are joyful are more happy. A few years ago, I visited Epcot Center in Orlando, Florida. I'd never been to a Disney theme park. I wanted to see it. And I understood why people visit theme parks, because they are happy places, fun places, a lot of activities. And I was impressed by the artistry and excellence of the presentations at Epcot. It also reminded me how much happiness is tied to a positive environment, so much so that when you leave a Disney theme park, the happiness experience there, of course, goes away. In other words, happiness is from the word happenstance, and it's based on circumstances. Joy is much different and more foundational. Simply put, joy is internal, and happiness is more external. Joy is more of a disposition of your heart that doesn't change regardless of the circumstances and happenings around you. This is one of the benefits of being in the presence of the Lord. Life is full of happenings and circumstances. Many are good and some are bad. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 1, the Apostle Paul wrote, "Whatever happens, my dear brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. I never get tired of telling you these things, and I do it to safeguard your faith." Philippians is full of writings about joy and rejoicing. And please note that Paul wrote this from a prison. He wrote this from a circumstance that was far from happy. And from this perspective, the Apostle Paul was very clear in saying, whatever happens, rejoice in the Lord. Then he said, "I won't get tired of telling you these things, and I do it to safeguard your faith." While happiness is desirable, if we make it our only objective, when circumstances become unfavorable, we become unhappy. But more than that, our disposition is affected. We find it difficult to have faith in God because we're not focused on His presence. We're only focused on the circumstances. And so the best practice for us is what we read in Psalm 16:11. David begins by saying, "You have made known to me the path of life." When you know the path of life, that is, you know Christ, the next part becomes true. "And you will fill me with joy in your presence." We don't have to work at having joy. It's the byproduct of a relationship with God. So continue to focus on the Lord, whether times are good or times are challenging. I want to invite you to listen to the teaching from last Sunday entitled, "Joy of the Lord, Strength to Strength." God bless, have a great day, and be encouraged.